You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has outlined the government's formal response to the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse. He says the commission revealed shocking abuses of children.
The crimes committed against you were validated in your evidence. You testified to them. You were heard and you were believed, and the wrongdoers have been brought to account. Now, your courage has helped expose the scale of institutional child sexual abuse in our country.
One such response will be a national apology.
Now, I will deliver a national apology to the survivors, the victims and families of institutional child sexual abuse on the 22nd of October here in Canberra. The apology will coincide with National Children's Week, a date chosen to bring together our acknowledgement of the past and our commitment to the future well-being and safety of children in Australia.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten says the apology is long overdue.
The reason why we're having this apology and the reason why there is redress is because Julia Gillard and the then Labor government, with some opposition, I might say, from some elements of the Conservative media and some elements of the then opposition, said we need to have a royal commission into the institutional responses to child abuse.
Mr Shorten also called for former Prime Minister Julia Gillard, who announced the Royal Commission in 2012, to have a key role during the event. The five-year inquiry into child sexual abuse delved into more than 8,000 cases of sexual misconduct, largely committed at religious and state-run institutions responsible for the safety of children. The Prime Minister says 104 of the Commission's 122 recommendations relating to the Commonwealth will be adopted, including the establishment of a National Office for Child Safety. It will also review the progress of upholding the recommendations in 10 years' time. Mr Turnbull says the government is still considering the remaining 18 recommendations.
We accept or accept in principle 104 of the remaining 122 recommendations directed wholly or in part to the Australian government. The additional 18 recommendations have been noted as they require further consideration. We have not rejected any of the Royal Commission's recommendations.
Federal Attorney General Christian Porter says one recommendation still being considered is a proposal for a law forcing religious leaders to report child abuse.
Those recommendations are directed essentially at the states and territories. That is because the states and territories are almost wholly responsible for mandatory reporting laws and regimes. At the moment, it's the case that each state and territory has a slightly different application and form of their mandatory reporting, with slightly different ways in which those laws apply to priests and exempt or don't exempt the confessional.
Social Services Minister Dan Tehan has also confirmed Western Australia will join the National Redress Scheme recommended by the Commission.
Western Australia will join the National Redress Scheme. So we now have a truly national redress scheme. There will be more non-government institutions, I'm sure, that will seek to join the scheme. But so far, we estimate coverage at about 93% of survivors.
The state has signed up before the scheme's start date of July the 1st, meaning every state and territory will be covered. The scheme will provide financial and legal services to victims with a maximum payment of $150,000. The Commission had recommended the payment should be a maximum of $200,000, but Mr Tehan says the average payment to victims will be higher than the Royal Commission called for.
What all states and territories and the federal government agreed was that that level should be $150,000, but that there would be a higher average payment, and the higher average payment would be $11,000 higher. So $76,000 will be the average payment. The Royal Commission's recommendation was around $65,000.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.